好，真好。
So, as she said, we are a little behind.
我们有一点拉后了。
We are going to finish what we have been talking about prayer today.
我们今天会讲完祷告。
And then move to lesson 6.
然后我们就会到第六课，下个星期讲。
If you do not already have lesson 6, you will need to get it.
如果你没有第六课的讲义，可以下个星期找我来要。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们一起开始祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
主啊，我们为今天感谢你。
Thank you for service and what we learned about praising you and thanking you.
谢谢为我们今天的敬拜感谢你，让我们学习怎么样来赞美敬拜你。
Help us to be thankful people.
帮助我们成为满有感恩的人。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
All right, we have talked about prayer for 2 weeks.
我们上两次都在讲祷告。
And today we're going to look at a very special prayer that teaches us how to pray.
今天呢，我们会学一个很特别的祷告，教导我们如何来祷告。
Now, let me give you the background.
向我给大家讲一下这个背景。
We actually have this prayer 2 times in Jesus' ministry.
在主耶稣的事工中，他两次提到这个祷告。
The first time, he is praying.
第一次呢，是他在祷告。
And his disciples come up to him as he is finished praying.
在他祷告完之后呢，他的门徒就来找他。
And they say to him,
然后他们对他说，
Teach us how to pray.
求你教导我们如何来祷告。
Now, did they already know prayers?
他们是不是已经知道祷告呢？
Yes. Of course.
当然。
Of course. They were a Jewish people. They had memorized prayers from the Old Testament.
作为那个犹太人，他们在很小的时候就记了很多从旧约里来的祷告词。
But it seems that when they heard him pray, they realized there was something different.
但是当他们听到耶稣祷告的时候，他们意识到耶稣的祷告和他们是有什么不同的地方。
Sometimes we say a person says a prayer.
有的时候我们就说一个人在说祷告词。
That is, they have some words and they say those words.
然后他们就好像列了一个清单，有些词他们就照这个词念出来。
But when Jesus prayed, they realized he was not saying a prayer.
所以当耶稣祷告的时候，他好像不是在仅仅的说一个祷告词。
He was having a conversation with his heavenly Father.
他和他的天父是在中间有一个对话。
And so they say to him, "We want to know how to do that."
然后他们就说，我们也想知道怎么样可以有那样的对话。
Teach us to pray.
说求你教导我们祷告。
Now I start there because I want you to understand as we study this prayer, it's not something simply to recite.
我之所以这样讲，是因为我不想说，就是你们就是这个祷告词，就是单单的来背诵它、重复它。
It's good to memorize this prayer and say it. There's that's.
当然，你把这个背下来，然后来祷告是很好的。
But more important than that is it serves as a model for how we.Should pray our own prayers.
它更重要的呢是呢，这个就像一个祷告范本，告诉我们一个祷告模式，我们应该怎么祷告。
In fact, at the end of the lesson, I gave you a homework assignment.
记不记得我们这一课的家庭作业就是这样子的。
If you have not done this, I hope you will do it this week.
如果你上个星期没做，我希望这个星期你能做。
If you've already done it, I hope you'll do it again.
如果你上个星期已经做过了，那我希望你再做一遍。
Because I hope you'll do it many times.
因为我希望你能常常这样做。
And that is this, to write out the prayer.
首先呢，你把你的那个 you mean the Lord's Prayer? 首先呢，你写下主祷文。
With blank space underneath.
然后在那个每行之间呢，留下空格，留下空行。
So you write the prayer, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
就像这样，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，中间有空行。
And then in the blank space.
在这个空行之间呢。
Write your prayer.
写下来你自己的祷告。
How can you pray? Using the same spirit and idea.
用这样的同样的一个灵，然后同样的一个想法，然后来祷告。
I think when we finish today, you will understand more of what I mean.
当你那个祷告完之后，我想你就能够明白我更想说的是什么。
So.The first time we read this, the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray.
然后第一次当主耶稣讲完，主耶稣教导他们如何来祷告。
The second time we read it is part of his sermon.
第二部分呢，我们来看到这个祷告文的时候，就好像是主耶稣的一个讲道。
He is preaching to them.
他就在对他们讲解。
And he says, "I want to tell you how to do some certain things."
他就是说，我想要告诉你们有些事情，你们应该怎么样来做。
He says, "I want to tell you how to give to the poor."
就是你如何能够向穷人就是周济。
And he says, "Now there is a wrong way to give to the poor, and there's a right way."
然后有一种是错误的方式来给穷人，另一种来做这个慈善的方式，一种是以正确的方式来给穷人。
First, he says, "Let me show you the wrong way."
首先呢，他讲到这个错误的方式。
He says there were those who were rich.
他有那些富人。
And they would give to the poor, but they wanted everyone to know.
他们给穷人，但是他们想要每个人都知道他们在施舍。
We actually can read in some other books how they would do this. They would go out to the corner of the street.
我们讲到有些书就记载他们是怎么做的。他们走到那个街头的正中间，十字路口。
A servant would blow a horn, a trumpet.
然后他的仆人就开始吹号。
To call attention, everyone, listen, listen.
他说，当大家都来看看，说我们要干什么了。
If you are poor, Mr. So and So is here to help you.
如果你是穷人的话，这个某某先生在这里准备要帮助你。
And now he would give out some money.
然后他就开始拿着钱分给大家，给大家发钱了。
And everyone is saying, "Ah, he is so wonderful."
然后大家说你真好啊，你真棒啊。
Jesus said, "That's fine."
说主耶稣说那没问题，没关系。
The poor people are happy.
现在这个穷人很高兴。
But he's already got his thanks.
但是呢，他已经得到了他的感谢，他的奖赏。
That's not really something that God is looking for.
但是那个并不是神所看重、神所期待的。
Instead, he says, "Here's how I want you to give."
然后主耶稣说，神是想让你怎么样施舍呢
？I want you to just quietly and secretly give to those who need help.
他说，你就想让你暗中的，不要让别人知道，去给那些需要帮助的人。
Your Father in heaven will see it.
你在天上的父会看到。
And he will reward you.
他会回报你，他会报答你。
And then he says, "Let me teach you how to pray."
然后这里在后边呢，主耶稣讲到说，我教导你怎么样祷告。
Again, he said, "There are those who will stand in a place where everyone can see them."
他有些人喜欢站在那个会堂和十字路口上。
And they will pray a very grand prayer.
他们会讲一个很雄壮、很华丽的祷告词。
And everyone says, "Oh, what a wonderful prayer you are!"
因为大家就说你真是祷告了，好棒啊。
But he says, "When you pray,"
但是主耶稣说，当你祷告的时候
，you just go away by yourself，
就是你自己呢离开众人
，shut the door，
关上门
，and pray to your Father in heaven，
祷告你在天上的父
，and he will hear you，
他会听到你
，and so he tells them， gives them a prayer as a model，
所以主耶稣给了他们一个这样一个祷告，是作为一个范文。
Turn to Matthew chapter 6，
请大家翻到马太福音第六章。
We will spend most of our time today in this little prayer.
然后我们今天会花很多的时间在这个主导文上，不是很长。
Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 9.
第六章第九节。
Pray like this.
主耶稣说，你们这样来祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
他说，我们在天上的父。
The first thing I want you to see is that prayer begins with heaven's point of view.
我想让大家看到祷告是始于属天的视角。
And so he begins, "Our Father in heaven."
他说，首先他说，我们天上的父。
Now, I asked you last week, when you think of God as your Father,
上个星期我们讲到，当你想到神是你的父亲的时候，
is that a positive feeling or a negative feeling?
所带来的是一个正面的情绪还是一个负面的情绪？
When you see this word "father,"
当你看到父亲这个词时
，How do you feel about it?
你的感受是怎么样的呢
？Highly positive.
Positive. Good.
说是一个很正面的情绪。
For most of us, our feeling about this will be very much affected by our relationship with our earthly father.
当我们看到这个词就天父的时候，我们跟地上父亲的关系会影响到。很影响我们如何看待这个天赋。
And I told you last week that if you have if you have had a difficult relationship with your earthly father,
我上星期讲到，如果你和你地上的父亲的关系有些困难的话，
this may give you a challenge.
这个可能会给你带来挑战。
Because maybe your earthly father was not very loving.
也许你地上的父亲并不是很有爱心。
Maybe your earthly father was not dependable.
或者你地上的父亲呢，并不是很可以
让你信靠。Maybe your earthly father was hurtful.
或者你地上的父亲让你得受到伤害。
And so when you think of God as your father, you might think of negative ideas.
所以当你想到神是你的父亲的时候，你可能有这个负面的想法。
But let me remind you from last week.
我们从上个星期的课，我们来看一下。
Don't think of your father in heaven through the eyes of your earthly father.
所以呢，不要从地上的父亲呢来想象你天上的父亲。
Instead, we should look at our earthly father through the eyes of our father in heaven.
相反呢，我们要是从我们天上的父亲来想我们地上的父亲应该怎么样的。
Another word.
另外，从另外一个角度来讲，就是
if you are a father,
如果你是一位父亲。
We should say as fathers, I want to be like my heavenly father.
作为父亲呢，我们应该说，我应该像我的天上神天父那样子做来做父亲。
I want to treat my children the way my heavenly father has treated me.
我想要对待我的孩子就像我的天父对待我一样。
I want to be the kind of father that he is.
我想要跟我的天父是那样子的父亲。
If you have a father who has not been a good father,
如果你是不是一位很好的父亲，
you may have to say,
也许你要说，
I know that my earthly father did not follow my heavenly father's example very well.
如果你的父亲就是说地上的父亲不是很好的话，你可以告诉你自己说，我的父亲并没有真正的跟随这个天父的形象。
But instead of anger,
不是说去生气。
I am going to ask my heavenly father to teach my earthly father love.
我要可以向我的天父求他来教导我地上的父亲如何来爱。
You know this. People who are hurt hurt other people.
你知道受伤害的人常常他们最后也会去伤害别人。
People who have been hurt lash out at others.
所以呢，他被别人伤害了，他就把这个怒气发在别人身上。
And many times our earthly fathers who are hurtful have been hurt.
很多时候我们地上的父亲之所以会伤害别人，是因为他们自己曾经被伤害过。
They are passing on the characteristics that they received.
他们好像就把这个他的那个父亲对他的这个伤害这个特点呢承传下来，然后就发泄到你身上。
And if you struggle with a father who has been hurtful,
如果你在就是有一个父亲是让你觉得受伤害，你在这方面很挣扎的话，
pray for him.
为他祷告。如果他还活着的话，为他祷告。
Would you show him your love?
父啊，天父啊，求你能不能向他展示你的爱。
Would you bring healing to him?
求你来医治他。
But we begin to pray to our heavenly Father.
当我们向我们天上的那位父亲祷告的时候，
and the first thing that he prays is, "Hallowed be your name."
他第一个祷告的主耶稣所讲的说，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Now, I don't know if the Chinese word there is as difficult as the English word or not.
我不知道中文跟中文英文是不是一样的困难在那个词。
But the English word is a difficult word because it's a word that we don't use very much.
因为它那个英文讲的是 hallow 那个词，在平常生活中很少用。
But it means to reverence or to honor someone.
它那个圣就是尊为圣，是指尊重、尊荣某个人。
To hallow something is to treat it with reverence.
就是说，让某尊为圣，就是让对那个以一种带来尊荣的方式来祷告。
And when we pray,
当我们祷告的时候，
we are to pray in a way that is reverent.
就是我们带着一种尊重的方式来祷告。
We are to pray to bring honor to God.
我们就是一种能够给神带来尊荣的方式。
Not to mindlessly recite a prayer.
不是就是说这个口是心非的这样子来就是来背这个祷告词。
In fact, Jesus right before this said, when you pray, don't pile up empty phrases like the pagans.
所以说你们祷告不要像外邦人用那些很多空洞的话语就堆在一起来祷告。
Don't say a lot of empty words.
不要说很多这种空洞无用的话。
Sometimes I have heard people pray.
有的时候我听到人家祷告。
That I'm pretty sure they are not trying to talk to God. They are trying to talk to the other people in the room.
我想他们并不是向天父祷告，而是在向周围的人祷告。
Because they use very elaborate and fancy words.
因为他们用的那种都是很华丽、很那个堂皇的词来祷告。
Very grand.
那个词呢，就是听上去很壮观、很堂而皇之。
God isn't that impressed.
但是神可能对你这个祷告不会影响深刻。
He wants us to talk to him.
他只是你想跟他简单的这种深层的谈话。
Empty phrases, empty words.
不是用这种大而空洞的话来讲
，but to speak to him，
而是就是跟他谈话，跟他说话
，reverently，
就是带着一种尊敬的态度，带着一种敬重的态度来跟他谈话。
But as a real relationship，
但是是一种真实的关系来彼此交谈。
Our Father in heaven，
我们在天上的父
，Hallowed， holy is your name，
你的名是圣的。
And then he prays。Your kingdom come.
然后他又讲到说，愿你的国降临。
Now, I asked, or I wrote on the paper.
我有在那个讲到说国。
When we think of kingdom, we often think of a piece of land, a country, a nation.
当我们一想到国家的国的时候，我们就想到一个国家，在那个地图上的某个国家。
But in Jesus' world, kingdom meant authority.
但是在主耶稣的这个词里边，这个国，这个国度是表示权柄。
We know this because Jesus told a parable.
因为主耶稣讲过一个比喻。
About a man, a king who dies.
有一个国王死了。
And his son wants the throne.
然后他的儿子呢，想要得到这个宝座。
And so he went to the ruler, the emperor.To receive his kingdom.
所以呢，他就到这个，这个皇帝那边要得到他的国。
To receive the authority over the land.
他就是要得到能够治理这个全国的这个权柄。
And so when we pray your kingdom come, what we are praying is this.
当我们祷告说你的国降临，我们真正的祷告是什么呢？
God, let your authority rule.
神啊，求权柄来统治。
Now, you can't really pray this if you are willfully disobeying God in your life.
但是当你故意的、有意的不顺从神的时候，你是没有办法这样诚实的这样祷告的。
Right?
对不对？
If you are willfully breaking God's law,
如果你是有意的在违背神的律法，
you can't honestly say, "Now, God, your authority be in." Over everything,
你就没法真正的、真诚的说，神呐、啊，愿你的权柄真的是统管所有的事情。
But I'm not going to obey you.
但是我不能听你的。
That would be kind of an absurd prayer.
那是一个很荒唐的祷告。
So when I pray your kingdom come, I am saying, God, you are the authority.
当我说你的国降临，我的意思是讲说，神呐、啊，你是有权柄的那位。
And I will follow you.
我会跟随你。
I will obey you.
我会跟随你。
I give myself under your authority.
我把我自己置身于你的权柄之下。
Then he prays something very powerful.
然后再一个祷告是非常有力的。
Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Think about that for a minute.
想一想。
How much of God's will is done in heaven?
神在天上他的旨意是怎么样被完成的呢
？All of it.
所有的神所有的旨意。
There is no argument.
不会有人在跟神辩论。
Right? Think what it would mean if God's will was done on earth the same way it was done in heaven.
如果想一下神的旨意成就在地上，如同成就在天上的话
，How would our world be different?
那我们的世界会怎么样的不同呢？
Wouldn't it change dramatically?
会不会有很巨大的改变
？Jesus said, "When you pray, pray this."
主耶稣说，当你祷告的时候，这样祷告。
Pray that my authority begins to change your world to be more and more like heaven.
就是求你，你要祷告说，让我的这个权柄真的是统管你自己那个本身的世界，让你的这个个人的世界越来越像天上，神的旨意行在天上。
I have been thinking about this recently as I have been reading and studying the Sermon on the Mount.
最近呢，我一直在这个反复的思想这个登山宝训。
For many, many Christians,
对许多基督徒而言
，we think of heaven as something far away.
我们想天堂就是在天一个很远的地方。
And something that we go to after we die.
我们死了之后就去那地方。
But it really has nothing to do with us now.
但是现在跟我们没什么关系。
When we talk about the real world,
当我们谈到这个真实的世界的时候
，What do we mean?
我们说什么是这个现实世界
？What is the real world?
什么意思的这个现实的真实的世界
？Sometimes we read something in the Bible, and someone will say, "Well, yes, that's nice, but that wouldn't work in the real world."
哦，有些时候你读了圣经，有人就说，哦，这个圣经上当然讲的很好，但是在现实中行不通。
We use this to mean, you know, this world.
我们就是现实世界，就是说，好像我们现在生活的这个世界。
Do you understand that right now?
你了解吗？就在此刻。
Heaven is the real world.
天堂那个才是真实的世界。
God is in charge there.
神在掌权。
He's running that world.
他在管理运转那个世界。
His will is done perfectly.
他的旨意在天上是完美的被执行。
It's the way the world is supposed to be.
我们本来这个世界也应该是这样的来运行。
That's the real world, and ours is the broken world.
它那个是真实的世界，我们是一个破碎的世界。
And what Jesus teaches his disciples is.
然后主耶稣所教导他的门徒是。
Don't say, "I'm going to live in the real world."
你的门徒不要说哦，我是活在这个现实的世界当中。
I'm going to accept that nothing will be done the way it's supposed to be.
我就会接受，就是说，没有什么事情会是像就是会像行在天上的那样的旨意。
But after I die, I'll go to heaven.
然后我死了之后，我就去天堂。
And there, everything will be okay.
然后在那个地方呢，每一件事情都完美无缺。
I'll float around on a harp. I mean, on a cloud, playing a harp.
然后我会在云上漂浮，然后弹着那个小竖琴。
That's nowhere in the Bible.
但是圣经上从来没有这么讲过。
Heaven is going to be the way our world was supposed to be.
天堂就是我们这个破碎的世界实际上应该运行的样子。
And Jesus says, pray that that world will begin to be seen in this world now.
你要祷告，主耶稣说的是，让那个天上的世界就可以在这个地上的世界这样来实现。
Now, is that going to happen because of an election, political election?
是会因为政治的这个选举而产生吗？这个天上的世界到运行在天上，如同行在地上。
No.
会不会是因为我们、
All kinds of Christians are waiting for a politician to fix and make our world right.
不同教派的基督徒，他们都在等着有一个政治家能够出来，能够。就是让我们这个修理好所有的问题，让我们能得到我们基督徒应该得到的权利。
No matter how long I'm at Palm Beach Chinese Chapel, I will never discuss politics with you.
不管在这边我待多久，我们会跟你们讨论政治。
But I will tell you this.
但是我会告诉你们一件事。
Politicians are not going to solve the problems of our world.
但是我要告诉你一件事，我很确定，就是政治不能解决这个我们世界的问题。
People look for all kinds of things to fix our world.
大家都在想方设法想要踹用各种不同的方法想要来解决我们这个世界的问题。
But if you and I,
但是如果你和我
are the ones praying, your kingdom come.
如果我们是那位祷告说
your will be done on earth like it is in heaven.
你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Guess whose job that is?
那是谁的工作呢？谁的任务呢？是我们自己的任务。
When I was in elementary school,
当我在那个小学的时候
at our school there was a flagpole out front.
在我们那边有个升旗杆
And it was about October and flag up.
然后到十月份了，没有人再去升旗。
So you know, I was a third grader. I knew everything.
然后我三年级我什么都知道。
So I knock on the principal's door.
然后我就敲校长的门。
I said, Mr. Smith.
我说那个史密斯先生。
There's no one putting the flag up in the morning.
早晨没有人去升旗啊，没有人。
We ought to be patriotic.
我们应该爱国，我们应该把国旗给升上去。
And he smiled at me.
然后他就对我笑笑说。
He turned and took a flag off the shelf.
然后他就从拿了一个国旗。
And he said, tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, be here early to put it up.
他说很好，明天早上七点来到学校，你把这个旗给升上去。
This was in Indiana.
那是在印第安纳州。
Which meant that in January.
那意就是说在一月份的时候。
At 7 o'clock, it was dark.
然后七点钟天还是黑的。
It was cold.
很冷很冷。
And I was going through snow like this to go hang the flag up.
那个雪呢下到膝盖那么深，我要这样走过去，然后把那个旗给升上去。
And I learned a lesson.
然后我就学到一个功课。
Don't grumble.
不要去抱怨。
To the principal.
不要有什么事不要去找校长去讲。
But more importantly, I learned.
更重要的，我学到什么呢
？Usually, the person who is talking is the part of the answer.
通常那个来找，就是说看到那个问题的人，他就是那个解决问题的那个答案。
And so, if we want God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以，如果我们希望神的旨意行在天上，如同行在地上的话
，That starts with us.
让我们从我们自己开始。
So let me ask you to think for a minute.
所以请大家想一想。
What would it look like in your workplace?
就是在你工作的场所。
If God's kingdom was the authority.
如果神的国度、神的权柄是就是在统治、统管这个你的工作场所。
And if God's will was done in your workplace the same way it is in the real world of heaven.
如果神的旨意在你的工作场所就像行在天上那样
Would your workplace be any different?
你的那个工作场所会不会不同呢
Mine would.
我的那个工作场合肯定会有
改变 How many of you work somewhere where it would be different if God's will was done perfectly as it is in heaven?
如果神的这个旨意完全就是没有任何阻隔的行在你的工作你的工作场所像行在天上你现在的这个处境会不会有不同会不会有不同
Now here's the difficulty.
但是问题难处在什么地方
You can probably give me a list of 25 things that your boss would do differently if he were following God's will perfectly.
你可能会给我一张清单就是说你的老板呢他如果是完全的把就是遵行神的旨意那有25件事情最少可以改变
But that doesn't really matter because he's not here.
但是那个对这个这个解决不了问题，因为他也不在这儿。
So for us, the question is different.
所以对我们来讲呢
，If God's will were done in your workplace the way as perfectly as it is done in heaven，
如果神的旨意在你的工作场所就像在天上那样的来运行的话
，Would anyone gossip about other workers？
那会不会有人在背后讲别人的闲话呢？那不会。
And so, if I pray this prayer,
如果我来祷告
and I want God's will to be done in my workplace,
如果我希望神的旨意能够行在我的工作场所
then it means,
那就意味着
I cannot pray this prayer,
我就不能说又这样祷告
and go to work,
然后又去上班的时候
and say, that guy, he doesn't do his job.
你说那个人，你看他什么活都不干
Do you know what I heard about her?
你知道那个人，我听到那个人做什么了吗
？Right, can't do that.
你就不可以这样在背后去说人家的。
Because that isn't done in heaven.
因为那个不是天堂，不是这样运行的。
And on my way to work, I prayed, God, do at my work the same way it's done in heaven.
你就会到在你上班的时候就说神啊，让我能够这样去上班，就好像在天上去上班一样。
And God says, okay, let's start with you.
然后神说好吧，先从你开始。
And I think, no, God, start with my boss.
神啊，你别从我开始，先从我的老板开始。
But when I am praying from heaven's perspective,
但是当我从属天的角度来祷告的话
，it starts here.
总是从我开始。
In my family,
在我家庭里
，if God's will was done in my family as it is in heaven,
如果神在我家庭的旨意如同行在天上，就像在天上那样完全的行在我的家庭里。
Would there be a bunch of fighting and criticism?
在家里边会不会有这个争吵，有不会这个彼此的批评论断呢
？Jealousy and anger.
然后嫉妒生气。
No.
就不会。
And so I pray this.
然后我就这样祷告。
And I think, now God, make sure my wife is under your authority as in heaven.
你不能说神啊，希望我的妻子就在你的权柄之下，就像在天堂那样服从你。
But it doesn't work that way.
但是并不是这样运行的，并不是。
She's not here, I wouldn't let her come.
我太太不在这儿，我也不会让她过来。
But I was going to say this. No.
然后她太太不在这边。
After I pray this.
但是当我这样祷告之后。
And I don't like something at home.
然后我不喜欢家里的一些情况。
Wait a minute.
然后你说等一下。
I am to respond. When God's authority is handled in heaven.
就是说我的反应。
With kindness.
我的反应应该是神在，如果神完全掌权的话，那神是会怎么样，在天上会怎么样反应呢？是带着慈爱，带着怜悯来反应。
With gentleness.
而是带着这种温柔。
Last week I was listening to an interview.
上个星期我在听一个这样一个面试。
A Christian who works in Hollywood as a television writer.
有一个基督徒，他在好莱坞，他是写那个电视剧本的。
He gave a speech.
然后他就有一篇
讲演。And at the end of his speech, there were time for questions.
那讲演完了之后，就有提问的问答那个。
And one of the people in the audience raised his hand.
然后有一个听众就举手。
And said, "Why does Hollywood put so much?" Filth on our television screens.
为什么好莱坞制作那么多的那个肮脏的东西在电视上呢？
And this man said, "Let me ask you a question first."
然后这个演讲的人就说：“那我可不可以先问你一个问题呢？”
What's your television show?
你最喜欢的那个电视连续剧是什么呢？
And the man said, "Well, my favorite show is," he told him.
然后他就说我最喜欢那个电视连续剧是什么什么。
And the television writer said, now, you know that that is full of illicit sex.
然后你知道那里面有很多那个不正当的性关系那个电视剧。
Filthy language.
然后有好多脏话。
Nudity.
然后还有很多裸体的镜头。
And it's your favorite show.
但是那确实你最喜爱的电视连续剧。
That is the answer to your question.
那就是你刚才问的问题，这个就是你的答案。
Right?
为什么？对不对？
If I say God,
如果我说神呐
would you make in our world the kind of entertainment that we enjoy be what it is in heaven?
如果你说神呐，我希望我们在这个世界上的娱乐，就好像在天堂上的那种娱乐似的。
Is that going to affect what show I watch tonight?
那会不会影响你今天晚上要看的，你选择所要看的那个电视剧呢
？Yeah,
我想会的。
Because when I turn some shows on,
当你就是看到一个节目的时候
，God might say to me,
神可能会对你说
，You remember what you were praying?
你知道你记得你的祷告吗
？You said, make sure that the entertainment in this world is the kind of entertainment in heaven.
你就祷告说，让我们这个世界上的娱乐，就好像我们在天上的娱乐那样。
You think I'll be showing that in heaven?
你觉得我在天上会演那个电视剧吗？就是演那个节目吗
？You understand?
你明白吗？
What I'm wanting you to see, I'm not trying to yell at you this morning.
我不是想对你们好像对你们喊似的。
But when I say God, I want your kingdom to begin to have authority in my world.
当我说神啊，愿你的国度在我的世界里边有这个权柄掌权的话，
it begins to affect everything about my life.
而它会影响到我生活的方方面面。
Not out of guilt and pressure.
不是因为你自己觉得很有罪疚感。或者在压力之下
But because I'm saying, God, I want my life to reflect your kingdom.
而是说神啊，我希望我的生活能够反映出来你的国度。
I'm going to be with you in heaven.
我会跟你在天堂上永远。
And I want to practice how I should live when I get there.
我现在就要开始练习，到我到天堂上怎么样生活，现在就要开始练习这种天堂的生活。
It affects everything.
这个会影响你生活的每一个方面。
When I'm driving back and forth from Hope Sound,
然后我现在上班，因为要开很远，这样来来回回开车的时候
，I use that time to study.
然后我就用那个时间来学习。
Please don't tell my wife.
请你别告诉我太太。
And so I will have my notes from what I'm going to be teaching.
然后我就把我的这个讲稿就放在边上。
On the seat here.
然后就放在那个旁边那个坐车的人的位置。
And I will, you know, drive and I'll
然后我就边开然后瞟一眼我的这个枪音然后继续开车。
Now wait a minute, y'all who are laughing.
你们大家都在笑，对不对
？You're sitting there texting.
那有的人是边开车边在那儿。
While you're driving.
发短信，边开车边发短信。
Friday night.
星期五晚上呢
？I'm a very impatient driver.
我是一个挺没有耐心的一个司机。
I hate spending time driving.
我不喜欢开车。
You know, it just is a waste of time.
对我来讲，这个开。
So I'm always in a hurry to get there.
所以我总是开得很快。赶快开到我的目的地。
Friday night, I left the church here, 9:30 or 10.
星期五晚上，我离开教会大概九点半还是十点。
And I'm headed home.
然后我就回家。
I knew traffic would be bad, so I was on the turnpike.
我知道那个时间是那个交通很不好，所以我就走了那个 turnpike.
Studying my lesson about God's authority.
然后我就在学习，在准备我这个神是我们的权柄这个。
And in the right lane was someone slowly on the turnpike.60 miles an hour.
你知道，在那个右边，那个有的人开得很慢，那个限速是70迈，但是只开60迈，慢慢的在开。
But that's okay. It's in the right lane. So
反正他在那个右边那个练嘛，那没关系。
But there was an idiot.
但是那个人简直是白痴一样的人。
In the left lane.
在这个快车
的 fast lane.
是快车，开得很慢，还在那块发短信。
And I'm thinking now, do I have a Jesus loves me?Sign on my car? No, I don't.
我想说，然后我就想说，我车上有没有说让人家知道我是那个基督徒的这个标志？没有，所以我就哐哐就开过去了。
And as I'm getting ready to blow my horn to witness to them,
然后我就想按喇叭让他知道说他开
了。Get out of the way!
你既然开车了，你
A Christian is going home.
从快车道让开，一个基督徒要回家。
I looked.
然后我就看到我的讲稿。
Your kingdom.
然后说，愿你的国降临。
And I realized in heaven.
然后我突然意识到说，在天堂，在。
I'm not going to be in such a rush.
我不会那样，总是很匆忙。
I will be patient.
我会很有耐心。
God will get me where He wants me to be.
神会把我带到他让我去的地方。
It won't matter if I get there 35 seconds earlier.
不在乎我是不是能早35秒钟到那个地方。
Because in heaven,
因为在天堂
，God will be in charge.
神在掌权
，right?
对不对
？And so I didn't blow my horn.
所以呢，我就没按我的喇叭。
I just,
我就，然后我就那个深呼一下，放松。
Your kingdom come.
你的国降临。
Just to tell you.
就是告诉大家。
Sometimes God likes to test.
有的时候神会试验我们。
And he knew that in the back of my mind, I'm thinking.
他知道，其实我心里面真正想的是。
Now, if I do that, then God will probably move that car out of the way.
神就是，如果我这样子跟随神，神可能我希望的就是神把那个车从快车道赶快挪开。
And so I think that God said, "Let's just see if He really means it."
然后我想，神可能说，我看他是不是真的是说希望我的国降临。
For 15 miles.
就是整个15迈，然后那个前面那个人就慢慢的开。然后我就在那说：“愿你的国降临，愿你的国降临。”你了解到了吗
？A little thing, of course.
当然，这是一个很小的生活中发生的事情。
But if I am trying to have the attitude,
如果我想要说在这个世界有这么一种态度
，that I will have in that world.
如果我想要在这个世界所有的这个态度跟我在那个世界所有的态度是一样的
It needs to change how I think
这个会改变我的思想
About everything
改变我看待每件事情的想法
Because I begin to say God
我会对神说神啊
Do you really want me in heaven to be the kind of person
你真的想让我在天堂成为那种人吗
That goes around shaking my fist at people who drive too slow and get in my way
然后到天堂上，到处对那些说挡住我路的人，对他们挥拳头吗
？Do you want me to be the kind of person who gets angry because someone got in front of me in the grocery line？
或者你在天堂想让我就因为有些人就是插队了，我就很生气
？Or do you want me to be the kind of person who says？
或者你想让我成为这种人，就是会说
，I'm at peace，
我有蛮有平安
，I don't have to have everything。My way.
不一定每件事情都照着我所期待的来发生。
And so I'm going to relax.
所以我就可以放松。
It affects everything.
这个会影响你的生活的每一方面。
Including my blood pressure.
包括我的血压。
As one of my friends likes to say,
就像我的一个朋友很爱讲的
，Jesus was a very practical teacher.
主耶稣是一个很讲实际的一个
老师。A very smart teacher.
他是一位很聪明的老师。
And if I live his way, I'll actually probably have lower blood pressure.
如果我照着主耶稣的教导来生活，我的血压可能就会很正常很。
I'll be a nicer person.
然后我会成为一个更加可爱的人。
And I'll be less likely to run off the road because I'm trying to get around someone.
也不会说就常常开到偏路上，因为我想要觉得别人挡我路了。
My point is this.
我的那个要讲的重点是什么
？This prayer must affect everything in our life.
这个祷告会影响我们生活中的每个方面。
So we pray from heaven's perspective.
所以呢，首先我们开始，我们从属天的角度来祷告。
And then,
然后呢
？This prayer asks for God to work in our world.
然后呢，我们也求神。来在我们的这个现实的世界中来工作。
Give us this day our daily bread.
耶稣教导我们说，求你我们日用的饮食，求你赐给我们。
Now, if you look this up in a commentary,
如果你去看一些解经书的话
，you will read that back then they did not have refrigerators.
那个时候可是没有冰箱。
And so when you pray for your daily food, it's because you can only store up one day at a time. There's no freezer.
你是为每日的饮食祷告，因为你每天所能储存的只能储存当天的粮食。
And that's true.
那是真实的。
But you know, I think Jesus knew that someday we would have refrigerators.
但是我想主耶稣肯定知道有一天我们会有冰箱。
I think what he's saying is something very simple, and that is this.
他所讲的是很简单。
My daily bread is my daily need.
我们日用的饮食就是我们每日的需要。
And I must learn to rely on him.
我必须要学习能够来依靠他。每一天来依靠他。一天一天的我们来依靠他。
To learn to live in a spirit of reliance.
就是有一种那种依靠神的这种精神。
I put a quote on your...
这右边呢有一个我有一个引用的。
We pray most sincerely when we realize we cannot live life in our own power.
说，只有当我们意识到无法靠自己的能力过生活时，我们的祷告才会迫切真诚。
Now you don't have to answer this question out loud.
你不需要来大声的来回答这个问题。
But inside, be honest.
你自己对自己坦诚坦白
的讲。Which day are you most likely to pray with great energy?
你在什么时候你的祷告是最迫切的呢？最用心的。
When you have a bunch of bills due and no money.
或者是你马上要付账单了，但是银行里没钱。
The doctor appointment that you're scared of.
然后或者去见医生那个你很怕那个结果。
All kinds of trouble.
或者各种各样的问题。
Or.
或者什么。
The day when you're on a cruise.
或者是你在坐那个游轮
，in the nicest suite on the ship, it's all paid for.
然后呢，那个上面有好多好吃的，都你根本不用再额外花钱。
And you have $1 million in your checking account when you get home.
然后回到家的时候，你的银行账户上有100万。
Most of us are going to pray more energetically.
我们那个
first one, right?
最急切的祷告是在第一种情况，对不对
？We pray.When we remember that we need God,
当我们意识到记起来我们真的需要神的时候，那个我们会非常迫切的祷告。
And so He wants us to remember day by day.
他想要
that we rely on Him.
每一我们每一天我们都需要依靠他。
Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors.
他说：“免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。”
In Luke, the word is sins.
在路加福音里边，这里讲到是罪，这个债是罪。他说：“求你赦免我们的罪，如同我们免了人的债。”
Jesus wants us to understand.
主耶稣想要我们了解到
that a relationship with Him affects our relationship with everyone else.
我们跟神的关系会影响到我们跟周围人的关系。
My relationship with other people is supposed to be a reflection of my relationship with Him.
我们跟周围人的关系实际上是应该反映 出来我们跟神的之间的关系。
And so he says to us,
所以他对我们说,
Don't say, now God, please be merciful and show mercy to me.
你不能说神啊,求你怜悯我,对我大显,大施怜悯。
But God, I'm not going to show mercy to that person who did wrong to me.
但是我可不会去对那个得罪我的人让他大施怜悯。
Remember, we are wanting his kingdom, his world, to be lived in our world.
记不记得我们刚才讲过,我们希望愿神的旨意行在地上,如同行在天上。
And that means just as I need and want his forgiveness.
就像我那样的需要他的赦免和他的怜悯一样。
I must.Pour out forgiveness to those around me.
我必须要对我周围的人要有怜悯的心。
And again, I ask you, do you see how our world would look differently?
我想想想一想，我们的世界会怎么样的不同
？If we live that way,
如果我们是那样生活的话
，If we lived in a world where every Christian,
如果我们在这个世界里每一个基督徒
，who is asking God to forgive us,
神啊，你原谅我们
，was a Christian who willingly.Forgave others.
这个基督徒他同时也是很心甘情愿的去饶恕原谅周围得罪他的人。
Would that world look different?
我们的世界会不会不同？
Absolutely. Would our families look different?
我们的家庭会不会也不同？
If in every one of our families,
如果我们家庭的每一个家庭，
every Christian who says, "God, please forgive me,"
如果我们家庭中的每个基督徒说，神啊，请你饶恕我，
was just as quick.To forgive a husband, a wife, a brother, a sister, a parent who wronged them.
或者是马上他就会很快的去饶恕他的，或者是妻子、丈夫，或者是兄弟姐妹，或者是父母。
Now here's the problem.
但是问题在于哪里呢
？As soon as you heard that, someone said.
有些人说你听到这个，马上有人就说。
Yes, but my husband, my wife doesn't deserve forgiveness.
有些人就会说，我的先生或者我的丈夫，他们可不配得这个饶恕。
But of course, I fully deserve God's forgiveness.
但是我却配得神的这个饶恕
Right?
对不对
Impossible.
那是不可能的
You see what Jesus is saying?
你知道主耶稣讲的是
什么 I don't deserve God's mercy in my life.
我在我的生活中，我并不配得神的怜悯
But he gave it to me anyway.
但是他却仍然把他的怜悯加在我
身上。And so that person that I hold on to my anger,
或者是那个我就是心怀怨恨的人
because they don't deserve,
因为他们好像不配得，不值得我原谅他，饶恕他。
Jesus says,
主耶稣说
I must forgive them, even though they're not worthy.
我必须要饶恕他们，就算他们不配。
In the same way,
同样的
that God forgave me,
就像神饶恕我
even though.
虽然我也完全不配，但是神仍然饶恕我。
My daily life must be lived in light of this prayer.
所以呢，我每日的生活必须是在这个祷告之下来生活。
It changes all of my relationships.
这个会改变你所有的人际关系。
It changes my response to every situation.
也会让你在每种的处境中，你的反应也会不同。
Because I am living through heaven's point of view.
因为我是从属天的角度。角度来过地上的生活
，and now I don't have to take up for my own right.
所以现在呢，我不用为我自己的权利来征战
，because in heaven God will take care of that.
在天堂上呢，神会为你来保守你的权利。
I don't have to take care of punishing those who wrong me.
我不需要靠着自己去惩罚那些欺负，就是让我觉得得罪我的人。
I don't have to worry about getting even for every wrong.
我不需要来焦虑，说我怎么样才能得到公平。
Instead, I can say, God, I want to live through heaven's perspective.
你可以说神啊，我想照着属天的角度来生活。
And so you take care of this.
所以你来解决这些问题，你来管这些事情。
You deal with it the way you want to deal with it.
你想怎么样来处理这件事情，你就怎么来处理。
And then he says, "Lead us not into temptation."
然后他下边就说。不要叫我们遇见试探
Deliver us from evil.
救我们脱离凶恶
One of the great joys of a life lived in relationship with God
跟神有关系的这样一个充满一个生活中一个让我们很喜乐的地方就是
Is that I can trust him
我知道我可以信靠神
I can say God
我可以说神啊
You're in charge
你在掌权。
Now, there's a challenge, and that is this.
但是另外一个挑战就是这个。
When you pray that, does that mean nothing bad will ever happen to you?
你这样祷告是不是说你就不会碰到任何难处了，不会有任何糟糕的事情临到你？不是这样的。
No. Because remember, we are looking at life from God's perspective.
要记住，我们是从神的角度、神的眼光来看待这个世界。
I shared with you before Romans 8:28.
记不记得我前几课我讲过，我们罗马书八章。
All things are working together for good for those who love God.
神使万事互相效力，使爱神的人得益处。
For those who are called according to His purpose.
就是按他旨意被召的人。
And the next verse tells me what that purpose is.
下面就告诉我们神眼中的这个目的和旨意是什么意思。
He has predestined us to be conformed to the image of His Son.
他预先定下我们效法他儿子的模样。
And to be made in the image of His Son.
就成为效法他儿子的模样。
Means He's going to have to change a lot in me.
所以他要在我生命中做很多的改变，很多的塑造。
And so that means there may be some difficulties that come.
所以呢，就意味着你可能会碰到难处。
As God is shaping me,
就在神把你塑造成他儿子的形象的这个过程当中。
Back to my silly example from Friday night.
就刚刚讲的那个不太那个例子，星期五晚上的例子。
God knows that I am not a patient person.
神知道我不是一个很有耐心的人。
I'm a very impatient person.
在里边我可能是挺没有耐心的。
And so every once in a while he allows in my life something, sometimes little like Friday, but sometimes something bigger.
有所以呢，过一阵呢，神就会允许在我的生命中呢，有些事情，有些是小事，有些是大事。
That I look at and I say that's not good.
然后我就说这么糟糕的事情临到我。
But God looks at it and says, yeah, that's good.
然后神说那是好事。
It's working good.
那个最后带出来的结果是好的。
Because it is shaping you.
因为那个在塑造你。
Into my image.
然后你把你塑造成我的样子。
And Jesus, God says, my son is patient. Jesus is patient.
然后神说，我的儿子耶稣是很有耐心的。
And I want you to be more like him.
我想你更像他。
And so,
所以呢，
I'm going to send this situation.
所以呢，我就把这个情境让它临到你，来把你塑造成我儿子的形象。
And the challenge for each of us is this.
对我们每个人所面临的挑战是什么呢
？As God does that.
但是当神这样来塑造我们的时候
，And I have good news for you. Every one of you, God will do that.
我相信有好消息，神对每个人都会来在你们身上这样来做。
Doesn't sound like very good news.
对，大家好像反映这不是一个好消息。
But it is because he loves you enough that he wants to shape you to look like his son.
但是这是好消息，因为神这样的爱你，所以他要把你要改变你，塑造你成为他儿子的形象。
John says that when we see him, we will be like him.
约翰说，当我们见到他的时候，见到他的真体的时候，我们必要
像他。So God is working to prepare me, shape me, so that when I am with him, I am like him.
所以呢，神在准备我，塑造我，所以当我真的见到他的时候，我会像他。
And so for every one of us, we have to learn the discipline.
所以呢，我们每个人呢都要学习这个里边的这个锻炼，或者这个训练。
Of saying God.
我们要对神说，神呐。
I don't really like what's happening.
我不喜欢所发生的事情。
It hurts. It's not comfortable.
不舒服，也觉得挺难受的。
And God, I cannot say that I see the good.
神呐，我确实看不到这有什么好。
But I am praying that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
但是我的祷告是愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Deliver me from evil.
我也祷告说愿你救我脱离凶恶。
And so, however you choose to work that purpose,
不管说你是选择用什么样的方式来达到这个目的
，Your will be done.
愿你的旨意成全，因为你在掌权。
Will that take away the pain?
这个。会不会就让你的这个痛苦挪去呢
？It won't remove the hurt.
也不会就把这个伤害挪去。
But it allows us to begin to see the hurt.
但是能够让你从看到这个伤害呢
？Through a different perspective.
让你从一个不同的角度、不同的视角来看待这个伤害。
The prayer ends. Yours is the kingdom, the power, the glory.
那最后的祷告就是说，因为国度、权柄、荣耀。他在说。
I come back to the beginning.
然后现在他又回到这个祷告，回到最这个主体最前面，开场白。神呐，你在掌权。
You're in control.
你在掌权。
And so God, I surrender my desires to your kingdom.
所以呢，我在你面前想把我的所有的意愿都降服在你的国度
之下。I surrender my desires to your power.
我把我的心愿都降服在你的大能之下。
I surrender my glory to your glory.
我把我的这个荣耀都降服在你的荣耀之下。
This morning I was reading, listening to Romans.
今天早上我在听那个罗马书。
And I heard a verse that I have read many times and never really taught.
我听到一句经文呢，我读了很多遍，但是好像以前都没有引起我注意。
I haven't yet had a chance to really study it and think about it.
我还没有真正有机会来好好的咀嚼这句经文。
But Romans says that Romans 4:21.
在罗马书第四章二十一节。
Abraham grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God.
Verse 20. 就是亚伯拉罕因为仰望神的应许中，没有因着不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神。
That verse caught my attention because I've often wondered.How did Abraham have so much faith?
我总是在想说，为什么亚伯拉罕那么有信心呢？这句话就一下子就是让我注意到。
And it seems to me that Paul says one way he grew more faith.
他之所以他的信心能够成长的话
，is by giving glory, honor to God.
他二十节最后讲到说，将荣耀归给神。他信心之所以能够成长
，And I heard that verse and I began to think about it.
然后我就开始在思想这句经文。
It kind of makes sense.
这个好像是挺有道理的。
Because when I praise God for the little things I've seen Him do,
如果我在小事上前，我就能够赞美神为他所做的，感谢赞美神。
Won't that make my faith stronger for something a little bigger?
能不能这个会让我的信心更得坚固，可以在面对更大的难处的时候，我更有信心呢
？You see that?
你有没有看到？
And then when I praise him for that, isn't that going to make my faith stronger?
然后我再碰到一个更难的难处，如果我还是可以将荣耀归给神，那会不会让我的信心更坚固？让我再面临更大的难处的时候，我有信心。
I don't fully understand that verse yet. I need to study it.
我还没有学习，我需要更深的来学习这句经文。
But I think I see this in that verse.
但是呢，我在这句经文里，我看到什么呢
？Abraham obeys God.
亚伯拉罕顺服神。
And he.He gives glory to God for what God is doing.
但是每次当他为了神所做的来将荣耀归给神的时候
，His faith grows a little bit.
然后他的信心就这么增长一点点。
More glory.
然后更多的荣耀归给神。然后他的信心就更大。
Until one day.
直到有一天呢
，God says to him.
然后神对他说
，You're going to have a son at 100 years old.
有一天你会在100岁的时候有一个儿子。
He believes.
他却相信。
Why?
为什么
？Because for 99 years he's been giving God glory and his faith has been growing.
因为在他的过去99年，他一直在将荣耀归给神。
And so the prayer.
所以这个祷告就是。
The power, the glory.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀。
And as we honor him.
当我们这样子来荣耀神、尊荣神的时候。
He builds our faith.
他就来建造我们的信心
He makes us stronger.
他就让我们更坚固
The Lord's prayer is not to mindlessly recite
这个主导文不是让我们有口无心的就这样背一遍
I always try to have some goal each time I teach
我每次在教课的时候我都心里有一个目标
And I guess for this lecture, this talk
就是我们今天的课呢
My big goal is that you won't ever pray the Lord's prayer again without thinking about it
我就希望你们从今以后来祷告主导文的时候，不是就是有口无心，而真的是会思想。
But as you pray it,
但是当你祷告的时候
，it will affect your daily life.
这个祷告这个主导文的时候，会影响你每日的生活。
In fact, I hope that you'll start to have a little bit of fear.
所以呢，我希望你能够对祷告有一点点惧怕。
Not the wrong kind of fear.
不是那个敬畏。就是说，不是那个害怕，而是
敬畏。But just something in your head that says, "Now, God, when I pray this, I really mean it."
你就是跟神说， 神啊，我这样祷告的时候，我真是真心这样的说的。
And so, God, whatever you bring today,
所以神啊，不管你今天在我的生活中出现什么情况
，Help me to see it through your eyes.
我就要学习从你的角度来看这个问题。
Because I am praying that your authority will be on earth like it is in heaven.
因为我在祷告说，你的权柄在地上，如同在天上。
And I think as we pray that way and in that spirit,
让我们真的是带着这种态度，用这种方式来祷告的时候。
It will begin to change how we look at our life.
这样会改变我们如何来看待生活。
Now, next week's class is what we call spiritual discipline.
下个星期呢，我们会讲到说灵命的培养与操练。
As you do the questions this week,
当你这个星期来做这个预习、做这个作业的时候
，I want to make sure you understand.
我想要希望你们能够了解到
，These are not things that we do to force God to bless us.
我们不是说有这些操练做了这些就强迫神来祝福我们。
These are not things we do to earn God's favor.
并不是我们做这些来赢得神的喜爱。
They are things we do to put us into place to.Open ourselves.
这些操练呢，实际上是把我们放在能被神恩典浇灌的位置。
Paul wrote to Timothy.
保罗对提摩太说
，Train yourself for godliness.
他就说，在敬虔上操练自己。
Daniel played a beautiful offertory this morning.
今天那个 Daniel 弹的那个奉献时候一个很美的。
Let me tell you how he did it.
他是怎么做的呢？
He never practices ever.
他从来没有练习过。
Instead, this morning he got up.
然后今天早上他醒过来。
And said, God, help me to play really well.
你帮助我，让我今天能够弹得很好。
And you heard the results.
然后你就听到这个结果了。
Wasn't that neat?
那是不是很棒啊？
That's also completely untrue.
那当然这个是不是真实的。
To play a beautiful offertory requires.
他要能够奉献的时候弹那首歌弹得很好。
Many hours.
好多小时的这个练习
，right，
对不对
？And then saying, God, please help me to play well.
然后你说神呐，求你帮我能够弹好。
This Christian life, the life of a disciple,
我们一个做一个门徒的生活，基督徒的生活
，is not about just doing nothing.
不是说就在那什么也不做。
And then, God, take me to heaven and make me like you.
然后你说神呐，让我去上天堂，然后像你。
It is, Paul says,
就像保罗说的
training
是一个训练
It is the work of a pianist, a violinist
就像一个那个拉小提琴的弹钢琴的他们一个要很辛苦的去工作
You can tell by looking, I am not an athlete
你看我就知道我肯定不是一个运动员
It would have been better if you didn't laugh
最好你别笑
It really hurts when even the translator laughs as she's translating.
Oh, Foster.
I'm sorry because my husband always laughs at me. I'm very athletic.
I'm not an athlete.
我不是一个运 It's making me feel better because I'm not either. 我说我自己也是体育非常糟糕的一个人，所以这个
There are many reasons that I'm not an athlete.
当然有很多原因让我就是体育不是很好。
But one is.I will not train myself.
有一个原因就是我不喜欢训练自己。
I will not get up early in the morning and jog.
我不会说早上爬起来去跑步。
I get up and I say, after I jog for a mile, I'll be back home. I might as well stay here.
然后我说，我早上起来跑一迈，最后还是回家了，我就待在家里吧。
Makes sense to me.
对我来讲，这个挺有道理的。
But being a disciple.
但是作为一个门徒
is much more important than being an athlete.
作为门徒比成为一个好的运动员更重要。
And Paul says.
然后保罗就说
I must train myself.
我必须要在敬天上操练自己。
And so as you read this week and as you study.
当我们这个星期来做这个作业来在预习的时候
And as I looked at the calendar, I realized Thanksgiving week is a bad week to talk about discipline.
我看看日历，我说：“哎呀，我们要在感恩节谈这个操练，真不是一个好时机。”
But as you read, realize it's not earning something, but it is training ourselves as disciples.
我就意识到说，我们不是在要赢得什么东西，而是来操练我们自己的时候。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
主啊，我们真的是为今天感谢你。
Help us to truly pray to be more and more surrendered to your authority in our life.
真的是让我们能够真心的来祷告，我们对你越来越降服，对你的旨意，对你的权柄来降服。
That in every relationship,
在每个人际关系中。
In every decision,
在每个决定中。
In our words, in our actions, in our attitudes,
在我们的言语，在我们的行为，在我们的态度上。
That we will see that your authority in heaven will be lived out in our life on earth.
我们真的在寻求，愿你的权柄真的是行在我们的生活中，如同行在天上。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Have a good Thanksgiving.
祝大家感恩节快乐。